100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
Well, these guys got the brand new single out. It's a fresh sound. It's going off right now.
I'm so happy that I spend my life trying to find somebody just like you. Someone to waste all of my time.
Now you hear that and you go, wow, that is the fresh sound of Human Nature who are in the studio, guys.
Yay!
Oh,
you
guys.
And there's nobody G'day. Just like you guys.
Oh, whoa! I see what you did there.
Thank you. Toby, Phil, Andrew, Michael, so good to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I feel like the last few times we've been speaking to you on the phone or down the line from Vegas, but here you are in the studio.
In the flesh.
On Valentine's Day of all days.
We couldn't miss it, Fifi. Oh. We had to come and see you on Valentine's Day.
Oh, see, I love that. This is perfect. And new music. Okay, now, how do you boys go about creating new music? I've never asked you this.
Well, for us, I mean, we didn't think too hard about it. It's kind of, you know, what would a new Human Nature sound be like? So Mike and I just, we started writing together again and just, you know, I'm still a big fan of pop music right now, what's going on, Ed Sheeran and, you know, Lauv and a lot of great artists out there. So just write songs that we'd be fans of. And then the production on this song was done by a group out of LA called Grey, who are really fantastic as well. So it's just, it just felt like the right time and just feels really fresh.
That's the money
so
sound.
If you, if you and Mike write it, and then do you run it by Phil and Toby and they give you feedback and go, I don't
think
so?
Yeah, we have final say. Yeah. Nice. We're the last hurdle for a song.
They've got great work ethic. After 30 years in Vegas, I'd just be punching out all the old classics and just cashing in. I'd be like, stuff putting a new song out.
It's actually fun to do something new again.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
The cash. Just sing your crackers. That's what I do anyway.
It's exciting.
I'm very lazy.
Also, a lot of our fans have been asking us literally for years and years, like, when are you going to have something new? And we've had a couple of, like, original songs on, like, our previous albums over the last sort of 5-10 years. But, you know, having new music now, like fresh new music, is really exciting.
And how do you, I mean, a real tribute to the four of you and the friendship is how you've kept it together.
Yeah.
You know, you look at all these newish, you know, 1D all gone separate ways, bagging each other out. And look at, that is true. I think that's a real testament
the long
to
game.
Your professionalism.
We thought we'd wait like 30, 35 years before we start dishing out on each other.
And you know they'll all get back together at some stage, but...
It's a reunion tour.
Do you... how do you get along so well? Do you work at it? Is it natural?
I think one of the main things is that we were friends before we started and we didn't have any kind of pressure of being a business. We got together at high schools, four mates who didn't even think it was going to be anything more than one gig. So... just that initial bond of just doing it for fun, that's always been there and it's still there now.
It's a great connection.
And we're still waiting to make money.
Mate, I've got a brother who I've obviously been with all my life. If I was with him every day, there's no way I'd still be with him.
Well, it's funny you speak about Jason, your brother, who you're with every day. You're also with your wife every day, and it is Valentine's Day, and this is
we did have a split. We're on a reunion tour.
You're back together.
We're back.
But this is so exciting for Fox listeners because, boys, you are going to stay with us all morning and sing dedications.
Of course,
to listeners and their partners. Now we're going to kick this off. So if anyone is listening, 13 10 60.
I just got to say on. Valentine's Day when you're about to get romantic in the room together, there's nothing better than having four guys at the end of bed singing to you. You know what I mean? So it's kind of just cheering you on.
It's not creepy at all.
Sounds like a fun party.
You're too humble to say this, but Melbourne, what is about to happen if you're in 13, 10, 60, you can have Human Nature singing, dedicating a live song to you. I mean, money can't buy
to
that.
To your partner.
Or to your partner. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of this, guys, and I'm going to kick it off with a dedication to my beautiful ex-wife, now fiancé, Alex Favola, who is she's my life. She's the mother of my children. She's my rock. She's my best friend. She saved me. I've been through a lot of stuff, and she's always there. And our favourite song is Angels by Robbie Williams.
Beautiful.
It was at our first wedding. It might be at our second, but our first ever concert I went to and she went to was Robbie Williams. So, boys, would you be able to punch out a bit of Angels for my beautiful wife,
absolutely.
Alex?
Sure, that's a beautiful story.
I love
mate.
You, Schnooksy.
I love that.
And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection.
the
day. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
Oh, that's beautiful. House band for Valentine's Day, Human Nature. Keep those love song dedication requests coming through. They're going to be our house band all morning here. Oh, look at the tear rolling down Fev's eye. Oh,
he's got all serious all of a sudden.
Fifi.
He stubbed his toe.
Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
You know, Fev, we all get crushes, and I think it's really it makes you feel better about yourself when you find out that a big star, like a big actor, Hollywood star, gets a crush and they can't deal with it. Here's a Hollywood actor that was so obsessed with somebody, they had to get psychoanalysis. They went to see a psychologist. Mm-hmm. His name's Richard E. Grant.
Wow.
Do you know him?
No, Granny.
I didn't think he would. He's English. He's from, I'm just trying to think, you would have seen Spice World with the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
He was the guy in that.
Oh, okay.
Their manager.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who
he's
talking
in Gosford
about.
Park. He's a great British actor and quite comedic. He does some great films. Anyway, he has revealed that he had to see a psychiatrist because he was so obsessed with Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Isn't that... that's amazing. It's like he's a Hollywood star. He's ended up, by the way, what's funny about this is he eventually got his obsession dealt with, but last year he did a tweet about her and she like responded to him on Twitter.
Oh no,
like,
that's just re-aggravated. He's just gone back.
Oh no.
Exactly. It's a trigger. He recently acquired a 2-foot statue of her face. And he's put that in his house.
That's like, creepy.
This is really weird.
Isn't that intense? But what I like about it is it's not the expected obsession. Like I think Barbara Streisand is a beautiful woman and she has held the test of time.
Yeah.
She's still so beautiful. But I love it when they're always a bit off-center, a crush?
You don't. Like, you got one?
I've got heaps.
Yeah, none of yours are expected, actually. None
mine are always. I never go for just straight down the line. Like, wouldn't it be great if I just really liked, I don't know, David Beckham? Or even, look, Brad Pitt's my most central crush.
Right.
Like, everybody likes Brad Pitt. No, the couple that I've had over my lifetime, from a young age, I think I've told you this before, I had a crush on Chewbacca from Star Wars. not Luke. And a slight one on Darth Vader. Something about masks and deep voices.
Okay.
Another one
that
I had to fight. The one I had to fight at one stage, Byron will remember this well. It was a really unfortunate one. We were on a radio show about 10 years ago. Oh. And I'm
not that one.
To say it.
No, don't. Oh, and was this a particular person that you said had kind eyes?
Oh no, don't bring that one up.
Don't bring that one up.
No, that one not that was one. Yeah, that's really inappropriate.
No, it was somebody like him that had
a very bad man.
Anyway, there was a picture in the paper of a man, and he was in his board shorts. And I went, wow, I've just never looked at him like that. And unfortunately, when I looked closer, it was Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
But he just. I think it was the hirsute.
Yes, very. You like a
that
very,
was a shame.
You like a very hairy. Oh, sorry, that wasn't what I was looking for. I was looking
the
for
other?
This. Hang on, wait. This is a grab for Fife.
Okay.
Sorry, continue.
The other crush I've had that's been a bit left of centre, Fev, has been Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah?
I had such a thing for him, and he was in his 80s at the time. But I didn't I liked him as a young man.
Right.
Like, I was studying drama at uni, and I just got obsessed with Marlon Brando, and I still have all my posters. I had posters of him framed and they're still in my garage just sitting out there. I don't sort of feels a bit weird. I don't know how to explain that to my girls. Mummy's obsessed with that man. He's dead now, but
he's 150. I don't have really weird ones. When I was a child or a teen, I had a crush on Susie O'Neill, like the swimmer.
Swimmer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think she's on radio now.
She is. Yeah. I think she's part of our
network. She's part of our network. I had her.
I mean, we could have a staff function. You could be
no, well, I had, it was a Nutri-Grain box. And
we've all been there.
We've all been down the Nutri-Grain path, haven't we?
Oh, boy.
But they used to put the stickers, you know, the when you bought the packet.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be a sticker inside and she was in there and I'm like, oh, she hot.
There we
and
go.
I put her on my jock drawer.
No way.
Almost too much.
Yeah,
okay, 13, 10, 60. Fief, I reckon you guys won't be the only ones with unusual celebrity crushes. Don't call us with your normal ones, but your ones that are a bit out there.
They're at left of centre.
Okay.
Do you know what? They're the crushes you're not sure whether to tell anyone about.
So, but tell us, please.
Probably should have kept that one.
Give us a call. Yeah, that's really awkward with Susie O'Neill. 13 10 60 is the number. Call us right now. We'll take calls after this on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Our famous actor Richard E. Grant has just had a big statue made of Barbara Streisand because he has such an obsession with her. He's even seen a psychologist and had treatment, psychiatric treatment, to deal with his obsession. And sometimes this happens. You just get a crush on somebody and you, when I say somebody, with a profile, you know, out there in the world that you then, you're watching all their movies, you're buying their books, you're listening to their biographies and you go, what's just happened? I'm obsessed.
Out front of the house.
Well, then that's too far. But
is that what you did with Susie O'Neill?
Oh, mate, please. I was 13.
Okay, sorry.
We've both revealed a few of our unusual crushes. I probably went too far because I just got a text from my mum saying, this is too embarrassing, stop talking about it.
Oh, hello,
so
girl.
There was my...
She's listening in at the moment.
Yeah, she needs to.
I know, lots of... But she's listening to you say that, Brian.
Great to have you on board, Pearl. Thank you.
But I did mention Chewbacca, Marlon Brando, weird thing for a dictator I had at one stage.
Yeah, that one. Don't say that one.
Tiffany in Pakenham. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Tiff. Tiff, who was your unusual crush on?
It was Professor Snape.
Oh, from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That's Alan Rickman, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't the actor so much. I think it was like, you know, the high neck jacket thing he wore and the cape. I don't know.
Something about it.
But
oh, there you go.
He was hot. He's hot.
That's the thing about a crush, Tiff. You can't even put it into words. It just happens. It's really a chemical reaction, isn't it? So you don't have to justify it.
Yeah, and people start judging you on it and it becomes a bit awkward. But you know what? I'm going to own it.
Good on you.
Good on you, Professor Tiff. Snape. Why not?
Professor Snape. Ashley.
Harry Potter, well done.
Thank you for that, Tiff. Ashley in Donvale. Hi, Ash.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Who's your unusual, maybe embarrassing crush on?
Probably more than embarrassing, but it was John Goodman.
Oh, from Roseanne, the actor, the dad. No, he's funny, Ashley.
It was his, like, I think you said it before, his kind eyes.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
well. Thief's, he does have kind eyes.
It's all about
eyes.
Looks sometimes, yeah, is it, Fief?
No, beautiful kind eyes, although the person Fief was talking about was very different to John Goodman.
Looks don't last, Boxy, but your heart stays.
Oh, that's beautiful, Fev.
That's it. Well, that's real love, isn't it?
There you go.
Alex from Geelong. Hi, Alex.
You get both. Hey there. Mine is pretty bad, but I've learned to just accept it and own it in my older years. So mine was John Wood from Blue Heelers.
I saw him nude.
That's right.
I did the full Monty with... did you watch the full Monty, Alex?
I did, and I was so... Like, I was really surprised at how chuffed I still was.
Ooh, Fief, how about that one?
Wow.
Bit of Johnny Wood.
Alex, how old are you?
I've just turned 30.
See, wow. There is no rhyme or reason to a crush.
There we go.
I just wanted me to be a cop. I just wanted to be a cop after that all my entire life.
I tell you what, Boxy, when I stood on that stage in that big theatre with eight bloke, I think it was eight of us, and I looked down the line of us all nude when we're standing there stark naked in front of 2,000 women, I never thought that someone would go, John Wood's the pick of this bunch.
Now, this one, we thought it couldn't get any weirder, but it might, Fief.
Oh, Shirley in Mernda. It's our friend Shirley. How are you this morning, Shirl?
I'm absolutely wonderful, Fifi. It's a gorgeous day, and my crush is Mr. Ed.
The horse?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Wow.
He's got the most beautiful eyes, the gorgeous voice, and a smashing body.
Oh, God.
It wasn't his owner, Wilbur, because I think his owner was Wilbur,
yeah,
wasn't
it was.
He? Played by the guy from Bewitched, too.
Okay.
I'm afraid for those geeses, Shirl.
Yeah,
the geese are great, too.
Yeah, there we go. We can't hear the geese at the moment. But did she just say that Mr. Ed had a hot body?
Yeah.
It's a horse.
Horses do have beautiful rigs, though. Okay. They got real strong rigs.
Well, okay, I think we're done here. 101.9 The Fox. Valentine's Day house band this morning with Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox's Human Nature. They've got the brand new single out, Nobody Just Like You, which we love.
I'm so happy that I spend my life trying to find somebody.
What we also love, Fifi, is this Valentine's Day service that Human Nature are offering us.
Yeah, so all morning on the show, Human Nature are here in the studio and they're singing live dedications to your partners.
Oh,
it's all about love in 2020 for us.
Yeah.
Toby, Phil, Andrew, Michael, this is a huge coup. And Jamie from Narnargoon is on the line. Are you there, Jamie?
Hi.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hey. Now, Jamie, who would you like the request to?
My amazing husband, Mark.
Now, Mark, awesome. We haven't got Mark on the line because he's busy, very busy at work at the moment, but he is listening. Is that right, Jamie?
I hope so, yeah.
He better be.
We certainly hope so.
And you'll love this, boys, a little factoid that I happen to know about you, Jamie. You and Jamie and Mark were married at Gumbaya World. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 years ago. It was actually him and his work that renovated it.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that would have got a good deal then.
My dad, Ange, got married there about 20 years ago. Good old Gumbaya World.
Excellent. Okay, so did you, Jamie, say what you wanted the boys to play? Yes.
Yeah, well, actually, because when Mark and I were planning the wedding, I said to him, oh, what song do you want to pick for us to sign our wedding registry thing? And he put Elvis Presley's Burn and Love. So I thought maybe that.
A hunk of Burn and Love. Ooh, here we go.
Is that in the repertoire?
Yeah, let me just.
All right, Jamie, enjoy
Elvis
this.
Impersonation.
The boys are just going, God.
A live love song dedication from Human Nature to Jamie and Narnargoon for her hubby Mark, married at Gumbaya World.
Here we go. A one, two. You kids and lead me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love. Come on, boys. It's a hunk of burning love. Yeah, it's a hunk of burning love. Mama, it's a hunk of burning love. Baby, it's a hunk of burning love. Thank you very much.
That was outstanding. Amazing. Guys, you are so good.
So versatile, aren't we?
Yeah. Really are.
Really good.
Jamie, you happy with that?
Oh, loved it. Amazing.
You know, you need to get tickets. We need to get tickets to see the Human Nature in person.
God.
Byron, give out the details.
Consider working that into your set. I mean, let's not rule this out. Human, they've just said maybe. More live love song dedications with Human Nature, a house band coming up a bit later this morning.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Okay, the battle continues. In fact, we have a result. We are going to find out very soon whether or not we keep our segment, Are You Smarter Than? It's a little segment that our boss, Mad Mando's, wanted to get rid of. And yesterday she said she's going to play a round of it. And if she loses, we keep the segment.
Yes.
If she wins, we have to get rid of the segment. Yeah. So what we're now looking for is Melbourne's smartest person to take her on. Now, we've even got a little jingle. I love this. This is a battle, guys. We're fighting for it.
Here we go.
Started 2020 in a meeting and the boss said it had to go. And the guys, they called her
Mad Mando.
And Fev then told her where to go. So she wanted to come on the show and she put money on a bet. If you can beat me,
Mad Mando,
you can keep your stupid segment. All of Melbourne called us up and said,
well, they know where you're Mad Mando.
Save, are you smarter than?
Oh, yes. No, look, that's important work from Leon there. And we do want to save the 6:20 a.m. quiz, Fifi. It's important stuff.
Yes, so we've got Alex from Melton on the line. Are you there, Alex?
Hi there, guys. How are you this morning?
We're good.
Alex, we might need you now. Are you? How's your general knowledge? What do you like at trivia?
Well, it's funny you ask, Pete. I do run a karaoke and pub trivia business.
Hey, here we go.
Wheelhouse.
Oh, how about this now?
Maybe I'm in.
We'll start with the famous 6:20 a.m. jingle.
Are you smarter than?
So Alex is the sort of guy, Thief, we'd want to put against Mad Mando. I mean, he's very well qualified.
Well, we're auditioning for the person who eventually takes her on. And if it is you, Alex, you'll get $1,000 if you can beat her, okay?
Oh, fantastic. It'll go towards our Las Vegas honeymoon.
Oh, fabulous. Well, okay. Now, we're going to do a quick run through. This is your audition, so this is your test. Who do you want to take on, me or Fev?
Well, I've got a soft spot for the ladies, so I'll go for Fev.
Okay,
that... Oh, awesome. Okay. So this is Alex versus me.
And plus, I'm a Carlton fan, so I didn't want to get beat by Fev. So.
Yes. Well said. All right, here we go, guys. Alex versus Fifi. Question one. Which American rock band has the lead singer, David Grohl?
Alex.
Oh, Foo Fighters.
Yes. Did you say your own name there, Alex?
You don't need to say your name, Alex. Just the answers. Great, mate. Good on you, mate.
That's all right, mate. Pub
trivia rules.
Okay, question two. Wellington is the capital city of which country?
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I'll tell you what. Thief's won. Poor old Alex. I think he's used to hosting the actual trivia. I don't know that he's played much trivia. Anyway, fox.com.au is where you go.
Or listens to our segment because he did chime in with his name.
Anyway, fox.com.au. If you want to take on our boss, Mad Mando, and help us save the segment, we'll do it next week here at the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Have you noticed all the photos getting around of Adele at the moment? She has lost so much weight. And it's an absolute credit to her. What an huge transformation. And she just looks fabulous. But not only that, she would be feeling great. She's lost 7 stone. She's almost unrecognisable.
What's 7 stone in our language?
100 pounds? What's that in kilos? So
2.2 pounds to a kilo.
Oh, that's like 45 kilos?
Mm, yeah, about 50. Ooh, 50. She lost about 50 kilos.
Wow.
And... you know, it's one of those things that we should celebrate for somebody who she's gotten control of her life. She looks great. But now they're already coming out of the woodwork to, you know, pot shot her. And it's the tall poppy syndrome. It's such a, it's so unfortunate.
What are they potting her for? Because she's lost weight. She can't sing. What?
No. There's typically online press have spoken to some experts. I would like to cite an aesthetics clinic clinician called Dr. Chike.
Okay.
Anyway, Dr. Chike has come out and he's explained why Adele might not be looking as attractive. I mean, why would you even have a go at her? Because, and we all know this, that when you lose weight on your body and everyone goes, wow, you know, you look great, you now, you know, and you feel good because you can fit in your clothes, your face can be a bit different. So he's saying that now her eyes are more prominent and the labial folds make her bone structure a bit sharper, and her feet and the sagging skin can make you look a bit older. Mm. So basically your face can look sharper and maybe not as warm, and you can look less attractive because of your saggy skin.
Imagine going to bed, Boxy, and you're Adele and you look in the mirror and you go, oh, geez, I've done a good job. I'm going to go to bed, watch a bit of tunes, and then wake up and go to Twitter and you're getting potted.
You get, for suddenly looking old.
Looking
thanks
amazing.
For that. But I know, I remember this was a debate years ago. I think it was Courtney Cox. I remember even Jennifer Aniston, they were talking about what do you, and I remember this was a conversation that sort of went viral. Do you want the, to look really, you know, like a size zero down below, you have to then lose a bit in your face, or do you want to keep the fat in your face and have it on your body as well? Do you know what I mean? It's sort of a catch 22. Right. It's like your face and your body can't both look good at once.
Yeah.
That was the argument. And people were sort of just debating which one they would rather. I mean, wouldn't it be ideal if everyone just went for just be healthy? It doesn't matter what you look like.
It doesn't.
But there are, and I can speak on behalf of people I know who have lost weight and not been as happy for those reasons. And isn't that sad? Like, I've got one of my friends is a male and he lost over 50 kilos and he was a comedian and he was really funny and people didn't think he was as funny. And I know that he wasn't selling tickets to his shows as much.
Oh, yes.
He looked a lot older and he did look older.
Like Hollywood comedians that are in movies and stuff and they're really funny, but then they lose weight and they go, oh, lost his mojo.
Well, that's it. Joni Hill is a good example of
that's
that.
That's what I was thinking of. I couldn't
Zach Galifianakis, Alan from The Hangover, suddenly they lose weight and they can sometimes you can lose confidence because people are now more critical. Like, look at Adele. Adele, no one ever talked about her other than she was a great singer. Now she's been in the papers and mags every day for her weight loss. I mean, I was looking at a photo before. She's got a thigh gap. I mean, that's amazing.
Jeez, wow.
I tell you, when I lost like 20-something kilos on the diet I was on, I felt good. But geez, when I started eating pizza and McDonald's and Nando's again, geez, I was happy.
Well, see, it's an interesting question.
Thank you for that insight,
Feb. And I'd love to say,
well, it's true.
And ask our listeners 131060, have you regretted almost losing the weight?
Wow.
Like, what's the downside? I mean, we all know about the upside. You feel fitter, you've got more energy, you feel fantastic. Has a downside been maybe you lost your friends because they liked having their chubby mate, and suddenly when you were the hot girl, well, now, I don't necessarily want you hanging around with me because you're a bit hot, and now the guys might not look at me, they might look at you. I think this is something that's sort of unspoken.
Yeah, like, I've never heard the question asked before.
Have you maybe been less happy or regretted losing weight?
All right, there's calls already
coming. What are the drawbacks?
Yeah, the idea of being disappointed for losing weight. 131060, and would you believe there's already a bunch of calls coming through.
1019, The Fox.
We're talking about Adele's sensational weight loss. She's lost over 50 kilos. She looks fantastic. But already the haters are out there, and there's specialists and doctors who are coming out and saying, well, yeah, she looks great, but why she looks older is that she's lost the volume in her face. And, of course, now all the wrinkles in her eyes are now prevalent because the fat's gone from the eyes. And you go, oh, wow. It's like you can't do anything. I mean, and poor Adele, she'd go, oh, look at me. I've never felt better. And now everyone's like, yeah, but you look older. Oh. But this is the thing. You can not regret. Like, you should never regret losing weight and looking after yourself. But there can be drawbacks and there can be side effects that you hadn't factored in, like maybe the way people treat you.
Especially, Boxy, when the doctors and that jump on board. It's all right for the Twitter trolls, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
These keyboard warriors. And when I post a picture or something, and I post like a fat one just to muck around, I've got my guts hanging out, people go, oh, geez. Being in a good paddock, well, that's the whole point of the post, mate. Like, I don't need you to be telling me that. But then when you post a good photo, oh, geez, you look good. Like, come on, just shut up.
It's not about my looks.
It's not about that. 100%.
Respect my brain. Don't look at my body.
Well, there's not much there either.
Carol in Geelong. Hi, Carol.
How you going?
Good, Carol. Can you relate to this?
I can. That you have goods and bads with it all. We do obstacle racing, and we go around the world and around Australia, and I lost a lot of weight, but it affected my strength.
Oh. Is that like tough mudder and those things?
Yeah, tough mudder, mainly Spartan.
Spartan, yep.
Yeah. And I'd get to obstacles, and I had the strength. I had the fitness as in running, but when I get to an obstacle, I lost a lot of strength.
So you lost weight, so that was good in one hand, but you lost your strength, so that was a drawback. And
I did it too quick, so I lost the fat really quick, but I lost a lot of muscle with it as well.
Have you been able to gain that muscle back by going to gym?
Like, we do obstacle training 3 days a week plus our other training, but now I just got to find that sort of medium. I'm not as thin as what I used to be, but and it's just so hard, even just living a normal life. You've got to watch every little thing you eat, everywhere you go, then you feel guilty. And
as long as you feel good, Carol, that's all that matters.
I feel good.
Yeah,
good on you, Carol. That's the main thing. And maybe Fev, a separate issue, Fev, but maybe Fev could look at Tough Mudder and Spartan touring the world doing those sorts of things. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Boring.
Samantha in South Morang. Hey, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sam. Have you lost weight and there's been drawbacks attached?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I have four children. I had four under four when I had my kids, and I lost a heap of weight, about 35, 38 kilos back in 2017. And I was actually, there was rumours going around my children's kinder that I was using drugs to lose weight.
Wow.
Sam!
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that, that kind of stuff freaks me out, especially with obviously having children. But, that's one of the biggest things is, like, people are always judging you, and it's straight away, oh, well, she must be doing drugs because,
it's unbelievable.
She lost so much weight. And like the lady said before, you lose a lot of muscle because I lost it very quickly. That's really tough. I'm not as skinny as I was in 2017, but I'm comfortable in where I am.
And did you lose the weight, Sam, by dieting or?
I just cut out certain foods, walking, just going to the gym where I can. I try and walk everywhere with my youngest daughter because three of them are at school, but it's difficult. And the kids enjoy it too. It's good to get them involved in it as well.
100%. So you're just living a healthy lifestyle.
Accused of doing drugs.
But that's a jealousy thing. Yeah. You see, you know, the whole, how she can't have just done that by looking after herself. What's her, she's on drugs.
Yeah.
Shocking. Wow, what a terrible rumour. Melissa from Frankston. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Melissa. Have you lost weight, but it wasn't all good?
No. Well, yeah, my highest was 130, and then I was like, got to do something about this. So I got down to 65, and
wow.
I was always that confident, bubbly, like, fat chick. And when I lost all the weight, I became super self-conscious, like, always feel like people were staring at me, not in like a, oh, everyone wants me, but like everyone was like, I always just felt like everyone was looking at me, they noticed me, and I was like super worried because I couldn't go for walks anymore because, like, you know, to drag like 130 kilo, you know, person into a van, like, that's a struggle, but 65 kilos, I mean, that's achievable.
Well, that's half your body weight. You've lost literally to a person.
Yeah, well, like, I dramatically, and I'd never been that thin. I was always a fat kid growing up. So this was something I'd never experienced before. And then I was like, hang on, I'm getting, like, you know, little bits of attention from people, which is awesome. But now I'm like, hang on, everyone's looking at me.
That's interesting. That is fascinating, isn't it? Because I know, you know, a lot of people, I've heard people talk about this, when they're carrying that weight, and I think even Jonah Hill might have talked about this, it's like a buffer. And then when it goes, you're suddenly exposed. That's and I can imagine that would be a complete, you'd have to recalibrate. I get that, Melissa.
Yeah, thanks for your call and for all of those calls. It's not a question that we've ever heard asked, and we've got a bunch of calls on that. 13,
well, I bet 16. Adele is now feeling really super self-conscious because everyone's talking about her body.
It is amazing feeling though, Boxy, when you lose like a 20 kilo and then I went for a walk and I put a 20 kilo weight belt around me and walked. And I struggled so much. And I'm like, this is what I used to walk around with, not what I do now. But when you do lose that weight, you do think in your mind, wow, how did I carry that around?
The numbers.
But then I got back.
You look really good, though. I think you look great now.
Thank you. You look really good.
Thanks, guys.
131060 is the number. Give us a call. We are doing more of those love song dedications with our house band Human Nature for Valentine's Day. This is a nice touch.
1019, The Fox.
Valentine's Day with Fifi Fevenbeyer on Melbourne's number one hit music station, 101.9 The Fox. Live love song dedications. This is a service offered to you by our good friends, Human Nature.
I'm so happy that I spend my
life trying to find. That's their brand new single, which we love, Nobody Just Like You. But we just love what they're doing this morning. They've been hanging out all morning, 131060. The phone's from the romantics of Melbourne going crazy.
Because of Human Nature, this is my favourite Valentine's Day ever. This is the best. I mean, I feel like I'm sort of benefiting, even though none of these are for me. But I've got these four beautiful men in front of me singing,
Fifi,
so I'm enjoying it.
They're all for you.
Oh,
you can see it in our eyes. We're thinking of you.
I can. Nina from Pakenham. Hi, Nina.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Nina.
Hey.
Nina, ask the boys what you'd like them to play for your boyfriend, Alex.
I would love them to play Close to You by the Carpenters.
Oh, wow. Classic.
Beautiful song. Classic.
Beautiful.
It's a heart melter, that one.
The significance of the song for you, Nina and Alex?
So it's our song. I mean, it was our song when we first got together, and we've been together for 3.5 years going on
in the 70s? Like,
are you in your mid-70s?
Yeah. You know, I'm born on past 100, so you know I'm a time traveller.
Anyway, okay, this is very exciting.
You can't listen to an old
song.
She's
pretty happy with herself.
I know.
This is a classic.
This is for you, Nina and Alex. It's your song, Human Nature, dedicating.
And you just be quiet, Faith. Don't you sing along?
I'm going to sing along.
Don't you sing?
It's a bit of a sing-along.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I think Nina wants that.
Phil said I can.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
That's enough, thanks, Fifi. Cut out now. Here we go, come on.
Ah, close to you.
One more time.
Ah, close to you.
Woo!
Nina.
That was so amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
The best part of that, the best part of that whole song is when they told Fifi to shut up.
Good on you, Nina. That is Nina in Pakenham. And the shout-out, of course, was to Alex. Alex for Carpenters there, close to you. We've got time, but the guys are going to hang around. We've got one more a bit later in the show, right? So Human Nature, and, of course, they're touring
love
as
to.
Well.
We've got to get home to our Valentine's, guys. Come on.
They are our house band, and humannaturelive.com for tickets to their upcoming tour. They are hanging out with us this morning for one more live love song dedication a little later.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, love is in the air, isn't it, on Valentine's? We just got a little gift from our boss, Mad Mando, there, Fee and Fee.
That's so sweet,
it's
isn't
weird,
it?
Weird, though. You don't give people that aren't your Valentine's Day presents, do you?
Was it like an olive branch, though? What is it? What have you got there? What's
just
the chocolate?
A couple of love hearts saying R&B my Valentine.
Yeah. Oh, R&B my R&B Fridays.
She's given us these cute chocolates, but just as a push, a promotional push for the R&B my Valentine countdown, which starts at 9 a.m. counting down 69 of the biggest R&B love songs.
It's a good number, isn't it?
Well, grow up. I'm sure it's just that that's how many R&B songs were on the list. Don't. Okay, so there it was, Mad Mando. Should we play this next thing, Fief? Because we're not sure why we've been sent this from 80s footy icon Warwick Capper.
Well, I know. We've got a love-hate relationship with Warwick. He's sort of panned us in the press and said that, called us a rude name. Yeah. And then we've had him on the show. We've had to dump him. I don't know where this is with Warwick, but what do you mean he's left us a message?
Well, Boxy, he rang me and said, oh, I've left a Valentine's Day message. It didn't sound that clear. and I wrote back, we don't want it, mate. We don't need it.
Well, he sent it
but
anyway.
But he sent it anyway. Well, we might as well play it.
Well, it's also going up on our Instagram as well. I can't understand a word of this, so good luck to everyone else.
Harry Capper from Fox FM, in case you've been living in Jupiter or Mars or Kuwait, the number one radio announcer in the world. Just want to say happy, what is it? Valentine's Day to all my beautiful, sexy ladies, which is about 25,000. But just today, that's Fifi Box and the beautiful Lisa. You may read about it in one of those magazines soon, one of those beautiful magazines that sell 1.3 million copies a week. But now I'm in it, only 400,000. But if Fev's in it, 100,000. Happy Valentine's Day, girls. Fifi Box. That's a great stage and radio name. I love it. And I'm Warwick Wizzy Kappa here on Fox FM. Number one in Australia, number one in the world, just like Ultra Gym. You beauty. Happy Valentine's Day, Fifi, and the beautiful Lisa. See you in the mag soon. Go Fox FM. I love it like brothers and sisters, but I am in Tasmania. Thanks, Byron. You beauty.
What just happened? Did anyone make any sense of any of
that? Lisa?
Who is Lisa?
So I think what's happened is Darcy, our producer, who calls him all the time,
right.
I think he thinks her name's Lisa.
Okay.
Wow. So I think that's who Lisa is.
Okay, it's getting weirder.
He thinks he's part of the team, Boxy. He said from Fox FM.
He's not from the Fox.
Did he make that message in a toilet too?
That's what was weird. Anyway, the video, and there's a really disturbing, I don't know if you've seen it on the Insta story yet, Fief, there's a disturbing wink from Warwick Capper.
I'm going to go and watch this.
Yeah, have a look at it. Fifi.
Is it when he says my name?
Unfortunately,
it is.
Have a look at it. Fifi Fev Byron on
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, yesterday we were talking about small businesses that are being affected because of where we are at financially, and online is now taking out a lot of small businesses, and our shopping strips are disappearing. Well, this is really sad because not only are we being affected and shopping local shops and small businesses affected by online big retailers, but also the coronavirus is really affecting a lot of small businesses around Melbourne. We've heard about Box Hill being a ghost town, and now it's Little Chinatown. Now, this is an iconic part of our city, and Chinatown's Shark Fin
Shark
House.
Shark Fin, I can't believe it. I was shocked
closed
last
down.
Night. I was shocked when I saw that in the news last night.
I know, shut down Sunday. They're losing business. It's unlikely it'll reopen. A lot of, apparently, Chinatown is a
ghost town.
A bit of a ghost town as well. Nobody's going there.
Why? I mean, there's no link. I mean, you go and have a dumpling and you get the coronavirus? I mean, why do people make that?
Well, I think that
it's irrelevant.
Well, it could be the people that run those restaurants may have gone back to China because they live there over the holiday period and not been able to come back, maybe. Mm. I don't know.
There may be an element of that, but I would say most of this is
scared
fear.
Scared to go down, yeah.
Fear, that's people being afraid that maybe people have gone back to China.
Well,
I've
booked lunch there, Boxy, next week.
Well, no, it's been cancelled.
No, not at Shark Fin.
Oh, I thought shark fin.
No, no, no. I booked her next Friday afternoon for lunch.
Well, good on you, Phil. Yes. Because I was going to say this. They've lost 80% of their customers. 80%.
Wow.
50 permanent staff have had to be laid off. I mean, you know what we need to do, Melbourne, because we're good at this. We rally around people and communities that need our help, and Little Chinatown needs us. So this weekend, if you're in the CBD, head down there, get yourselves a dumpling, go into one of the shops.
Yeah.
We can't be afraid. It's this is an iconic part of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it's fear. That's based. It's unnecessarily based on the fact that you think people from there may have been to China.
Yeah.
Any people are quarantining themselves. That is happening around Melbourne. Please don't, you know, abandon Little Chinatown.
Have a dumpling, bit of beef and black bean, some prawn crackers. Oh, yeah.
There we go. So, I'm so hungry. We requested music for this, Fief. I didn't think it was appropriate or didn't feel right. The music I've been given, though, to sort of help with all of that message, was in fact given to me by the producers, and it's Japanese music. I mean, it's not even Chinese. I can't play that. Well, why is Leon? Oh, look, Leon distancing himself. Should I? No?
Well, we finished it now anyway.
Should have played it over the top when we were talking.
Very good point. I was just making the point that, actually, here's the link. There would also be Japanese restaurants in Chinatown. We should support those as well.
Yes.
There we go. We got there. 14 to 9.
Would there be Japanese? 101.9
The Fox. Valentine's Day on The Fox with Fifi, Feb and Byron for breakfast. They have been our house band all morning. They have the new single. It's Human Nature.
I'm so happy that I spend my life.
The new one, Nobody Just Like You, is out now. They're also touring. We'll give you all those details as well. You don't want to miss them. What a service this has been all morning, Fief.
Getting a live dedication on the radio for your partner from Human Nature. Money cannot buy this sort of gift. And we now have...
Yeah. I'm about to say, yes, it can.
Have you heard of the new app called Cameo?
Yeah, Cameo.
Get in touch with them via the Cameo app and they'll do anything.
If you're doing cameos by the end of today...
And our price has gone up today. It's $76.
Birthday shout out to
Home Rangers. That's made my morning. Absolutely.
We've got Deepney from Clyde North. Hi, Deepney.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Deepney.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
What would you like Human Nature to sing for your husband, Arvi?
It's Love on Top by Beyonce.
Oh, yes.
Beyonce. Song.
Beautiful. I love this.
It's kind of a throwback sound. So yeah. That's pretty cool.
R&B throwback. Okay, so this is live. I mean, this is a live song for you, Deepney.
Any message for Arvi?
Yeah, just that he's an amazing husband, and I love you to the moon.
Oh, just dropped out.
Just dropped out. But I think you said to the moon.
Pretty
and
cool
back,
place. Hopefully that's what you said.
Which is beautiful.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, bit of Beyonce. A one, two. Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one I can always call when I need to make everything stop. Finally, you put my love on top. Who?
Oh! That was awesome.
Oh, there you go, Deepney. I hope Arvi was listening.
HumanNatureLive.com, of course, is where you get tickets for their upcoming tour. And I'm just looking at a date here for Melbourne. Hamer Hall, Friday, the 7th of August. A beautiful venue, Hamer Hall.
Amazing.
It is a beautiful venue.
And the eve of my birthday. So it's going to be a fun one.
Party that night after the show.
There's no reception in your phone in that place.
Really?
That's a good thing.
Is it? I went to a concert there and tried to watch a final in the footy and it just wouldn't work.
You can't look up what else is on in Melbourne tonight.
A big thanks to the guys for coming in and being our house band. You are good sports.
Thanks, guys. Wednesday. It's been
Thank
fun.
You for having us.
Legends, Human Nature here on The Fox with Fifi, Feb and Byron. Fifi, Feb
and Byron. Power Shop, 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of. 101 now.